BBC News with Marianne Marshall. The United States says its special forces have mounted a raid against leaders of the Islamic State group in Syria. The Pentagon said a unit of commandos, tasked with tracking down jihadist leaders, carried out the operation on Sunday near the city of Deir ez-Zor. A BBC investigation has identified the man accused of organizing two attacks on tourist targets in Tunisia in 2015. Documents obtained by the BBC say Shamsuddin Al-Sandi planned both the attack on the Bardo Museum in the capital, Tunis, and the shooting at a beach and hotel in Sousse. A US intelligence report has warned that the risk of conflicts between and within nations will increase over the next 5 years to levels not seen since the Cold War. The Global Trends report said an inward-looking West would encourage China and Russia. Three West African presidents will visit the Gambia on Wednesday to press Yahya Jammeh to step down. They called on Mr. Jammeh to respect the result of last month's vote and hand over the presidency to Adama Barrow. The remains of the last king of Rwanda have arrived back in his homeland following a legal dispute over where he should be buried. King Kigali V, who had been living in exile in Washington, died in October at the age of 80. His death prompted a row between relatives living in the US and those in Rwanda. Mexico's new Foreign Secretary, Luis Videgaray, says the country will opt for dignified dialogue with the United States, despite what he described as the considerable challenge for Mexico in US political dynamics. Mr. Videgaray said Mexico would focus on building a leading role in Latin America. Scientists in London have found a way to make teeth repair themselves in a way that could make fillings obsolete. Experimenting on mice, they used a tiny biodegradable sponge soaked in a drug called Tiglucib. Placed inside a cavity, it encouraged the tooth's natural protective layer to grow until it filled the hole.